just what the doctor ordered. That's a line in the Chicago Tribune today. And Chicago Cubs designated hitter Kyle Schwarber did just come back off an injury to play the World Series. Last night in Game 2 in Cleveland, he drove in two of the Cubs' runs.
I mean, you live for this moment. This is the moment that you want to be in. You want to. This is the ultimate goal, the World Series, and win it all. So just try to put yourself in the best situation every at bat and just go from there.
Sound from Fox Sports. There was also Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta. He didn't allow an Indians hit until the sixth inning. Cubs won 5-1. Series now tied a game apiece and moves to Wrigley Field for Game 3 tomorrow night. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com and joins us from Chicago at WBEZ because he'll be hosting Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend. Where does he find the time? Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So Cubs fans must be breathing a sigh of relief.
Well, insofar as the lack of anguish is relief, had they gone down 2-0, they would be right to think that the Indians would be heavily favored to win the series. But they battled back. And I think what they showed is that when Indians pitchers Andrew Miller and Corey Kluber aren't pitching, the Cubs are the much, much better team. The problem for them is that Miller has been deployed anytime the Indians have a lead. And Kluber is designated or set to pitch three times this World Series, which is rare. Curt Schilling was the last player to do that 15 mm-hmm. years ago. So it is by no means set in stone that the Cubs have an easy path from here.
Well, also, I mean, Kyle Schwarber, again, great coming back. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what do they do with him in Chicago? There's no designated hitter in the National League ballpark.
Right. So what I think they're going to do is they will play him in the field in Game 3, and that is because the Cubs pitcher, Kyle Hendricks, is a ground ball pitcher. So you could stick Schwarber in the outfield, tell him to take it easy with his damaged legs, and also mm-hmm. his, let's face it, terrible defense. The guy is wearing oven mitts in the field. But they don't expect him to get too many balls, and then probably in the next two games, he will be a designated hitter.
Okay. And we don't – well, maybe we do need to remind people. The Cubs haven't won the World Series in more than 100 years. Cleveland not yeah. since 1945. So what happens now with the home
48 for Cleveland. Since the Cubs was last in it in 1945.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know, we have home field advantage to talk about. They're going back to Wrigley Field. How much difference does that make?
It does, because they, you know, the nickname is the Friendly Confines, but if you look at the Cubs' record, they were excellent on the road, too, but at home they had 57 wins. They were just fantastic. But I think the major thing is that the Indians on the road were only two games over 500, so a really mediocre team when you get right down to it. That you maybe can't compare road records in the regular season to the postseason. Sometimes you're playing road games in the regular season, you know, 10, 12 days on the road, but still, I think it will be a factor. And I think that it's another reason why, especially if the Cubs can just win every time Corey Kluber yeah. doesn't pitch, they should be the favorites.
So what do you think happens? We have about, you know, half a minute here, and we've got big Cleveland and big Cubs fans here. So be careful.
Yeah.
What do you think happens?
I do think that it favors the Cubs. I think they were the superior team. I think up and down the roster, they have better hitters. I think that the managers are both brilliant, but there's only so much Indians manager Terry Francona can do to equalize the fact that the Cubs are the class of baseball. Maybe they will win it for the first time in over a century.
You're just saying that because you're in Chicago. That's Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. The daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. And also, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend. Listen for that as well. Mike, you lucky dog. Thank you.
You're welcome.